Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For the first time since 2004, it's a postseason matchup between the Red Sox and the Yankees. Last night at Fenway Park in Game 1 of the best-of-5 American League Division Series, the final few innings created some tension for Boston fans, but the Sox hung on for a 5-4 victory. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer was at the ballpark, and she joins us now. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Sharon.
Okay, a win is a win.
Yes.
First and foremost, but let's take a look here. In the regular season, the Red Sox had the best record in baseball, a franchise record 108 wins, but then heading into the playoffs, some big concerns had emerged about the ace, Chris Sale, and about the bullpen. So first, let's consider Sale, last night's starter.
Okay, you got to admit it, Sharon, you were a little bit nervous.
Okay,
when
yeah.
Chris Sale, please, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he'd been injured. There'd been some issues.
Yeah. So, yes, some issues. Those issues were some shoulder inflammation, some stints on the disabled list because of that. In recent starts, his velocity had dropped. And there was also some issues with his mechanics that they were trying to straighten out. So this was all sort of the backstory heading into Game 1. Would Chris Sale be the ace that the Red Sox needed? And they needed their ace to go kind of deep into the game because there were those bullpen concerns. Huge sigh of relief with the first few pitches as Chris Sale's velocity was up where it needed to be in the mid-90s. He topped out at 97, and he looked like the dominant pitcher the Red Sox needed. So that was huge. I will say, though, Chris Sale never doubted his ability to be on the mound and give the Red Sox exactly what they needed in Game 1. And here's what he said after the game.
If he didn't take the ball out of my hand, I'd have kept throwing. There's no holding back. They want me to throw 150, I'm throwing 150. If they ask me to throw tomorrow, I'll throw tomorrow. And I think that's the mindset for every person in this clubhouse, up and down the lineup and up and down the pitching staff. We are fully prepared for whatever is going to be thrown our way, and we're not going to shy away from it.
And just so you know, the final line for Chris Sale was that he ended up pitching 5 1/3 innings. He actually held the Yankees scoreless before being charged with 2 runs when a pair of inherited runners scored in the 6th. He had 8 strikeouts. All of this good signs going forward.
When Chris Sale walked off that mound last night, the Sox were up 5-0. But, you know, keeping that kind of lead, Shira, that would have been too easy. So how about that bullpen?
Oh, boy. I feel this is going to be a white-knuckle playoffs for Red Sox Nation. As soon as the Red Sox relievers came in, the Yankees were able to chip away at the Red Sox. And you could sense the tension. People were getting nervous, wondering if a 5-run lead was enough. As it turned out, even though the relievers got in trouble in the 6th and then again in the 7th and there were bases loaded, they got out of it. They had to bring in at one point scheduled Game 3 starter Rick Porcello.
Yeah, we noticed.
In the 8th. When Rick Porcello came in the 8th, it was very clear to everyone in the ballpark that manager Alex Cora was going to put it all on the line, that he felt the Red Sox had to win Game 1, that it was a tone setter, and he was going to do everything it took to get that win. Because when you're in a short series, 5-game series, winning Game 1 is crucial. You lose Game 1, you effectively lose home field advantage. So that included bringing Rick Porcello in the 8th, and then Craig Kimbrell for a 4-out save.
Which he hasn't always been excellent at.
That is true, but he was last night. He did get it done. So, and like it was, you could, again, sigh of relief in Fenway Park when he got it done.
It is definitely fair to say people had a little roller coaster ride of being jubilant and also cringing.
But that's being a Red Sox fan, right? I mean, isn't that par for the course, so to speak?
That is another day at the office for a Red Sox fan, absolutely. So tell us a little more about the atmosphere at Fenway last night.
Just ups and downs, corresponding with the play on the field. But I think what was good just for the sanity of Red Sox Nation was the fact that in the first inning, J.D. Martinez had a 3-run homer, and it was sort of like, oh, okay, this could be okay. Thank God for J.D. Martinez. And, you know, he actually admitted after the game that hitting a homer in the playoffs for the Red Sox against the Yankees had a much different feel.
You know, everything you did before during the season doesn't matter anymore. This is the playoffs. It's from here on out, everything starts at zero. So you know what's at stake.
And there was a fun moment in the post-game press conference when Chris Sale and J.D. Martinez were there together. And Chris Sale, looking over at J.D. Martinez, says, you know, three-run homer in the first inning, I'll take that in game two. And there's, you know, J.D.'s kind of looking back at him like, okay, you think this is so easy?
Yeah, order that one up.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think last night's win tells us about what we can expect next?
All right, fans have got to buckle in and prepare for a bumpy ride because it's going to be like this, I think, the entirety of the playoffs. There are going to be some real high highs, you know, some great hitting, and then you're going to have to sweat through the later innings with the bullpen. You know, and some uncertainty, too, tonight, you know, with David Price taking the mound. So it could be a little bit of this same anxious nervousness. How is David Price going to perform? Will he get his first postseason playoff win? You know, can he take the pressure of the playoffs against the Yankees and all that comes with it? And will David Price have a large enough lead when the bullpen takes over?
Shira, thank you.
Thank you.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. This is 90.9 WBUR.